Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, this is Paul Quinton from Universal Healing in London. Hope you enjoyed my show last week on guilt. Hopefully a few of you are starting to get to know me now. I've been on the radio show with Michael for a couple of months. So I'm a teacher, healer and mentor. And I do a lot of coaching and really helping people get back into their power through their heart consciousness, finding their purpose and really getting them to go within and find that inner path and the abundance of health, wellness, vitality and all the other special gifts that we forget we have through the distractions of a physical world and for the myisms and the emotional traumas upon trauma, and we get buried within it all. So I'm really focused on bringing people out of that and into their heart, into their power. And you don't really learn anything new, you just remove the layers. So we're all very empowered underneath. So, you know, the mission for everyone now coming onto the path of spirituality is to be self-empowered and to take back their sovereignty and to own their vulnerability as well, that gift of being vulnerable and allowing that energy. Because when you allow vulnerability to come, you allow the light to come in. Okay, so this is a lot about my teaching. I do a lot more, but I focus very much on, you know, working with bespoke people for certain issues and very much around the emotional body. And I'm a soul healer, really. I work very much with the soul, and I work with spirit, obviously. You know, as all healers, we are just channels, and we direct the healing, and we talk to the physical self. And yeah, these universal energies are so powerful at the moment, and they're really asking us to start working on our potential. Now, this brings me on to the topic this week of implants, both physical and etheric. And these have been in the human arena for millions of thousands, hundreds of thousands of years, just beyond. As I'm sure a lot of you know, that we have been very advanced thousands of years ago, where technology was a lot more advanced than it is now. And after the fall of Atlantis, the Great Flood, we dropped down a consciousness. So we're just coming back to that consciousness now. Now, in order for us to do that, and like I said, taking back the sovereignty, we must understand what is happening on the other planes of consciousness, with the extraterrestrials, with the Brotherhood of the Darkness, or the and all the other stuff. And even our own governments and physical bodies are incorporating a lot of these. And these implants are designed to create fear, to control you into eating certain things, to disempower you, make you dependent, create negative thought forms. And they're also that small now that they can come through the eye of a needle, which begs us to talk about vaccinations, and I'm going to get onto that subject later. But they're that small now, the technology is that good, that you could be going for an inoculation or a vaccination and be implanted. And there's no control over this, and I don't care what the media or FDA say or whatever, there's an agenda behind all this. And I don't want to go into conspiracy and all that, because it's irrelevant really at the moment, because if you don't believe anything can harm you, it won't. And I've been directed to talk about this and start removing these implants. And I have my soul awareness group every Wednesday evening, 8:15 p.m. GMT, London time. And we did a lot of work on this last week, and the feedback was fantastic. And a lot of people on the live call were actually experiencing the same things and seeing the same things, which is just phenomenal and magnificent, because you know that, you know, it's all there, it's all connected, and the things that people were feeling coming out of their bodies was quite intense. And actually, just talking to some of the people on the group in the last few days, there's actually a bit more work to do there. Because when you have like an etheric implant or emotional implant, they'll sit in the energy bodies. And sometimes it's hard because when they're removed, you could have built up belief systems around them, or they've generated so much emotion in you that it's hard just to let go. And whenever we remove something in healing, you must replace it with something. So it's going to, you know, there's things that are going to sort of develop from this. It's not just a one-time go. You know, there are implants that have been people for years. Some were born with them. Some are consensual through the soul contract that you're consciously not aware of. And some are, not with your permission. And they're the ones we're going to be working on. So I'm actually going to do a bit of a live healing tonight. And I suggest that you sit back later as well, because not obviously a lot of you won't be able to do this now, you're just listening. But if you are on your own and you're in a quiet space, then definitely tune into what I'm about to show you. If not, play back this recording. And you will feel things coming out of your body. And your physical, energetic bodies. So like I said, we're not going to go into the source per se. We're not going to start blaming and carrying on. And we're just going to sit and allow our soul to come in and remove that which no longer serves our highest purpose or highest good. Okay, this is all about vibration. Now, when these implants, because the vibration is low, if you're raising your vibration, they naturally can't sit in you anyway. So if you're susceptible to these types of control devices or negative thought forms or suggestible propaganda, the whole subconscious reprogramming, then you need to work more on your vibration. Now, something happened on Wednesday. I'm sure most of you heard we had a terrorist attack in Westminster in London. And I asked the people on the group, because the initial reaction is fear. And I speak to a lot of clients and they're all worried about what's going on and they're all fed by that news media. Now, we all know that a lot of that is misinformation. I have first knowledge that a lot of this misinformation anyway. I won't go into that now. But this fear that is being spread around the planet now is because we're in a point of taking back our power. Now, this month of March is the end of the dimensional shift, the 2012 window, which started about 2008. So this is a colossal month. This is the ending. You are now moving into the no time zone. Time does not exist anymore. It's just experience. This is why a week can feel like 3 days now. So this fear paradigm is being, say we say, turned up even more now, because that dark side of energy, and we live in a duality universe. That's just reality. So don't fear it. It's just part of you. We all have a dark side within ourselves. It's about raising our vibration. You don't change that dark side. You just rise yourself above it. So this is the same with this frequency of fear. Now, most people, or actually a lot of people, will automatically panic. And I know a lot of Londoners did. I even spoke to people. There was comments on the Facebook, everything. We're all safe and worried and blah, blah, blah. Now, there were people killed, so we send our love and light out to them because their physical selves are in trauma, their family. And if they're not consciously aware or open up to spirituality or their souls, then it's going to be very heavy emotion, very heavy. And we have empathy for these people and love and light, and God bless them. But the spiritual connection here, and we have to understand the truth of why these things are happening, is to, when the next incident occurs, just sit with yourself and go, what is the first reaction I've just had? It's that fear or worry or concern, if you're not disconnected from it. Now, this takes time. And I actually did this on the group Wednesday. There was quite a few people that were in that fear paradigm, and I actually got them to stop and invoke their soul, and they could already start to feel the shift coming out, the disconnect, because their soul brought their vibration above that illusion of fear. So there is an agenda behind everything, and it's all about raising your vibration now. There's the simplicity and the madness of our current lifestyle is starting to become clearer. But the problem is disconnecting your mind and surrendering. So sit, when anything happens like that, sit and ask, as soon as you're getting into that fear state or worry, just ask your soul to raise your vibration out of it. I want to feel the truth. Because if you believe you're going to be pulled into that paradigm, then you will, and you'll always live in that paradigm, and you'll never ever see the light outside. You'll become tunnel vision, and a lot of human beings do this, and this is why this fear consciousness has been allowed to, well, has kept going for so long, is because people are unaware. But because the universal energies are so ripe at the moment for change, the healing that's coming through, and I mean, my God, it's huge. The help from spirit and our ET brothers and friends is astronomical. And all you need to do is ask, and you will transform. But you have to be conscious of your mind, and you have to open your mind, and you have to free yourself from these thoughts. It means working on yourself and your belief systems and letting go of the past, but really going within, you know, and you have to push through that irritability within yourself when you're confronted with an issue from the past or something you cannot challenge yourself to do. Because, you know, that once you can just accept that and just give it over to spirit, they'll do the work with you. And, you know, like I said before, the masters of the old days used to go meditating for days on end in the forest and wherever, and be left alone to find this enlightenment. But it's instant now. It's just a click of the finger away, because it's like our technology. Everything's instantaneous almost now. And it's the same with the spiritual stuff. So you have a choice. You always have a choice. You can wake up in the morning and see what your mind projects and all that fear, or you can wake up and say, right, I surrender today to my soul. You show me what to do. You show me how to feel. You show me what belief systems are blocking our relationship from moving forward with love and light. So, coming back to implants. Now, when I was doing this meditation the other night, they were showing me a lot of biological implants. Now, it's the same as parasites and bacteria. They all have consciousness. And a bacteria or parasite, if it's powerful enough, it will emanate thought forms to you and influence you for its food. And for example, sugar. So it will always influence you to eat sugar because it feeds off the sugar. So again, you've got something you can't even see with your eye controlling you. So it doesn't matter how small or big it is. Always know that beyond the veil, beyond the illusion, there's something more powerful, both positive and negative. Okay? So for you to see the truth, you must vibrate, like I said, above that line of consciousness. So, how these parasites, or sorry, should I say implants, are coming in, especially the biological ones? Well, you know, we all know about chemtrails, we all know about our vaccinations, they're in the drugs and pharmaceutical industry, and there's probably a lot of it in the food as well, and just, you know, God knows where else it's coming from. But again, this is something not to worry about. I don't want to create fear, because actually it's reality. But if you raise your vibration, nothing can harm you. Again, this is the gift that we've been given now. We can live amongst all of this trauma and chaos in the world, but only see the light. All right? And at the end of the day, the more light and conscious and disconnected you are from that paradigm, the more people that are connected like that as light, the quicker the planet rises, because there's enough people anchoring that consciousness. Okay? So take the time now. Work on yourself. Be a brother to your neighbor and to humanity, and know that your raising of vibration heals many others. And that's such a good feeling, such a humble feeling to heal someone and know that you're doing good. And even when you feel that you're not, That's just your mind talking. It's your fear. It's an illusion. It's not your real person. It's not the person inside, empowered light being that you are. Okay? So we can work on these implants today. And like I said, they come in through the etheric body, the emotional body. They'll sit in different bodies, the spiritual, mental bodies. And they will influence you to different behaviors. And they're also monitoring devices. Now, the monitoring devices can be agreed before you incarnate with a soul contract. Because we're all, you know, we all, on a soul level, we're all very connected at a much higher vibration, and we see the truth in this experience, where our physical selves don't, because the veil is so thick. You know, we are disconnected from that light, which is why fear is so prominent here. So, like I said before, we're not going to remove anything that doesn't need to be removed. And to be honest, your soul and spirit are going to do what your higher self needs. So you're just going to surrender, really. And you're just going to give the permission that whatever doesn't serve me any longer is now removed for my highest good. Okay? The physical ones can definitely be removed by spirit. It's not like you have to go and have them removed. They can be made innate. So let's not worry and get concerned about the statistics and all the stuff now. So I just want you just to get nice and connected. Just go into some nice, slow, deep breathing. And really just resonate. And just for the first point, I want you just to think about, you know, maybe what's happening in your own country, a terrorist attack, or what happened here in London, or, you know, whatever horrific incident has happened, or Syria, for example, you could think about that. Whatever's created fear in you that you've watched on the news, basically, that's what I'm saying. So I just want you to just go back, just think about that. What was the last thing that generated fear in you that you read in the paper or watched on the news? Just tune into that for me for a second. And just witness and acknowledge where you feel that energy in your body. And at this point, you just take moments just to breathe through it. And don't attach your mind to it. Don't think about it. Just witness the feeling. Just breathe through the tension. For these emotions to be released, they must be witnessed and they must be allowed to expand. As soon as you bring your mind in, you close everything off. Now, there's a very specific soul exercise that I do, and I've got an MP3 download if anyone wants it, and you can get my website and contact me via that from Blog Talk Radio. My information details are there. But just for the purpose of now, your soul is all around you, and you're actually inside your soul. So knowing that you're inside it, and it's all around you, just simply say, I now connect to my soul. I surrender to its purpose. I give it permission to provide me with whatever I need right now. And I ask you to please give me the correct feeling about this disaster, or whatever it was you read about or heard. Help me feel the truth of this. And this is the point where the soul will just remove that fear, because it's the illusion, and it will give you that sense of safety and disconnect. And many people worry about being at the actual point of the next disaster, but your soul will never put you there if you're not meant to be there. So don't worry. Anything that happens to you, your soul has decided. There is no such thing as coincidence. So this is just a good way, when anything comes in via media or people and creates a fear or worry in you, you just sit with that fear, breathe through it, witness it, as I said, and invoke the soul consciousness and say, I want the real reaction to this. How am I really meant to be reacting to this emotionally, with my thoughts and my feelings? Start practicing that, then you will start to see a shift. And the more you practice it, the less obviously those fears will come into you, because you'll be strengthened and empowered. But it's so important that you start to utilize this technique. Now, when anything happens, like you get road rage or someone causes an issue and you get really angry or annoyed, the mind kicks in straight away and reacts. If you can just walk away or give yourself 20, 30 seconds, what actually happens is whatever that incident was goes up to the soul consciousness. The soul then works through it and interprets it. It's like a computer. And then it's going to take, right, okay, that's what happened, right. This is the answer that you give and the reaction. So when you react straight away, that's generally the mind, and it's coming from your fear, your anger, your resentment, and all your belief systems that would cause you to generate a feeling of response. But when you allow and you take that in and go, right, how do I react to this, and give it 30 seconds, and it takes about 30 seconds, the soul will then give you the right answer. And I tell you what, 9 times out of 10 you'll have a different reaction, especially if you haven't worked on yourself. The more you work on the self, the less these things will come in, and you'll be very calm. And that's why they call it Zen master of sorts and meditation and whatnot, you know. So again, it's all practice, but just get into trying these little simple techniques that are so powerful. And you don't create karma then for yourself. You don't create bad blood, shall we say, between you and the other character or personal situation, because you're not reacting with, you're reacting with love. You're reacting from the heart, not from the mind. Okay. Okay, so tuning in to your body, and now I want you to just surrender and now give permission for all implants, both physical and energetic, throughout your multidimensional selves, not just this physical self, your multidimensional selves, to be released, that no longer serves your highest purpose or highest good. And I urge you to do this in your own time, to listen to this recording again, or just remember what I'm saying now. My spiritual team will come and work on you, and you will feel the release, and you will feel them around you. And they have told me that anyone that sets their intention through my work, wherever they are in the world at any time, they will come straight to your aid and work with you. You're going to feel heaviness, vibration. You're going to experience sludgy, dark colours, maybe. You might feel a bit sick. You might start getting pains in the body. These are all parts of, obviously, them being removed, but also triggering what their hold in your body has created, especially emotional. Breathing nice and relaxed. ask your soul to teach you new behaviors. Some of you are going to have a relationship with these implants unconsciously. It's like they say, people marry their illness or their disease because they believe it serves them. The same can happen unconsciously, especially if they've been influencing you through thought. And you need to command it in yourself. You need to speak with conviction. You need to say to your soul and your spirit, I will no longer be abused. I will no longer be taken advantage of. I am here to own my power and take my sovereignty back. You've got to get in power with yourself. You've got to wake up with that conviction. You've got to trust. And it can feel lonely out on that path. You'll always wonder, is this working? What's happening? You've got to trust. Know that you are a spiritual being having a physical experience. What we're working with here is your reality. It's a universal reality. It's what you understand when you go to sleep and see it every night. It's just when you come back in your body, when you're awake, you forget it all. We are working with our most primitive selves at this time on the physical. To know that you are so much more. And just by setting the intention now to let these implants go, you're already starting to own your power. Because knowledge is power. And if you're not aware of something within you, how can it be changed or released? So we're just bringing that awareness in. Disease and illness will always stay with a person until they recognize their own spirit. It's the lack of spirit in their life that causes the disease and the illness in the first place. You have to connect with your soul and your spirit. It is a fundamental truth. It is part of this paradigm that you've incarnated into along this earth timeline. And it's also fundamental for the planet rising, for consciousness awareness, and for you to come out of the heaviness, the fear-based thinking, the ego mind. And believe me, you're sick and tired of it. You've been doing it for many lives. We're all fed up of being fed up. Let go of the need to control or hold on to anything that doesn't serve you any longer. So just to summarize, sit, nice deep breathing, connecting with your soul, and then ask these implants to be removed, both physical and etheric, and emotional, and just energetic. So take some time, and you may need to do a few sessions with yourself. Just get into feeling around your body. I've only got about another minute left. So please feel free to have a look at my website. If anyone wants to work with me, please give me a call. I actually have I have an online course that you can, a PDF download. I've just created a new one. I also work bespoke mentoring and do a 90-day program, how to go from confused to clarity in 90 days. It's about finding your purpose. And we go through everything. You get a workbook, you get hypnosis, bespoke, I create different meditations for you, and we work with each other each week on Skype. So, look forward to hearing from you. You want to come onto my Soul Awareness group on Facebook, I totally recommend it. You've got all the videos there, you can spend hours just going through those, and they're healing meditations, and they're very, very powerful. So you can enjoy those as well. They're all on different subjects and all relevant to our life now. So I say goodbye, and I will all see you all next week. And love and light. Take care.